This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, May 24th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Despite the recent stoning of a 25-year-old Nigerian Christian woman at the hand of Muslims and hundreds of other religious-related killings, the U.S. State Department has refused to include Nigeria on the State Department's list of countries of particular concern. The Biden administration removed Nigeria from the list last November. Right now, the list includes Burma, the People's Republic of China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Pakistan, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. This compares to the Open Doors list of the most persecuted nations in the world, including Afghanistan, North Korea, Somalia, Libya, Yemen, Eritrea, and Nigeria. An independent investigation of accusations of sexual abuse within the Southern Baptist denomination resulted in a report for public review over the weekend. The report included allegations against top leaders of abuse or neglect to report sexual abuse. Former Presidents Jack Graham, Johnny Hunt, and Paige Patterson were implicated in the report. Also, the report counted the names of 703 abusers from a list produced by an executive committee staff member, out of which 409 are still affiliated with the denomination. That amounts to about 1.5% of the 48,000 Southern Baptist churches. 1 Peter 4, verses 17 and 18 reminds us that the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and it begins with us first. What will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? In related news, a report conducted by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops found 4,434 allegations of sexual abuse among 37,000 diocesan and religious order priests, as reported in the Washington Post in 2020. Now this, the San Francisco Examiner's editorial board is publicly calling the Catholic Pope to remove Archbishop Salvatore Corleone from his position. In a May 20th letter, the San Francisco-based prelate publicly censured Democrat Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, refusing her communion on the basis of her political support for abortion. He called her pro-abortion policies, quote, a manifestly grave sin which is a cause of most serious scandal to others, end quote. The world is watching the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum this week, taking place in Davos, Switzerland. Topics covered this year include the war in Ukraine and climate change. The World Food Program Executive Director, David Beasley, told the Associated Press that the Ukrainian war is threatening the world's food supply. He estimated that there are, quote, 49 million people knocking on famine's door right now in 43 countries, end quote, including Lebanon, Yemen, Mali, Congo, Egypt, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Is a worldwide recession in the making? The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development reports that the world's developed nations grew at just 0.1% in the first quarter of the year. The economies of Japan, Italy, and the United States contracted, while France flatlined and the United Kingdom expanded by 0.8%. Psalm 107 verses 32 through 35 declares, let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people, and praise him in the company of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of those who dwell in it. The Institute for International Finance reports that the global debt to gross world product surged to 348%, up from 323% in 2018, and 305% in 2012. Big borrowers over the year included the United States at $1.8 trillion and China at $2.5 trillion. And finally, as the Worldview reported on May 12th, an airline passenger with no flying experience safely landed a Cessna airplane in Florida after the pilot had suffered a heart attack and went unconscious. By God's grace, the pilot survived the heart attack after doctors were able to treat him for a tear in the main artery of his heart. The passenger, now identified as Darren Harrison, explained how he landed the plane in an interview with Savannah Guthrie on NBC's Today Show. He said he kept his cool under pressure because he had been attending a Bible study.
Are you kind of one of those cool in a crisis people?
No.
You're not?
No. I used to be one of the hottest-headed persons, fly off the handle, very intense. I've been working on it for a few years. My dad said I've come a long ways because I work with my dad every day. He said, you've come a long way in the last 3 years. And I said, well, it's probably due to the Bible study I've been attending every Tuesday.
Well, I was really thinking about it because sometimes when you think about, like, how do you know God was with you? Sometimes it's something like that.
Correct.
If you find yourself and your demeanor being so outside what you know yourself to be.
Right. I've told a few people, I said, I think God's given me a couple wake-up calls in my life, but I think this is the last one.
Harrison said he prayed, quote, the biggest prayer, end quote, of his life, and said he felt, quote, the hand of God, end quote, on him while he landed the plane at Palm Beach International Airport. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 24th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.